講呢個法律呢個字咧，就多少抗拒嘅，有啲法律係不公義。但天主嘅法律咧，係喺人心裏邊嘅。天創造我哋嘅時候咧，有間完整嘅法律喺裏邊。只不過當我哋出世之後咧，所生活嘅環個質素啊，完全冇咗天主，好微弱嘅。所以導致我哋人嘅行為咧，就以人為本，冇天主嘅存在。亦都因此咧，耶穌要再肯定，天主俾人本身嘅法律係愛嘅法律咧，一撇一劃都唔能夠改動。耶穌都講過，佢話你要係完美嘅。好似天父咁完美一樣，知天主原來俾我哋係幾點樣？耶穌希望我哋保存原本嘅聖潔，就因為原罪，因為個社會、我哋家庭俾唔到我哋一點嘅教導，所以耶穌再次重申，佢係罪若廢除者戒命中最少一條。在天国里面最少的，即耶稣很重视，不是法律那种的条文，法律精神的本质是天主是第一位。即使我们所选择 的工作啊，做事的方式啊，态度啊，以人你自己为第一位，或者去满足人的需要，而不是满足天主的圣意的时候呢，我们有亏欠的。这个就是个精神所在。当然你会问，怎样是天主的圣意？其实天主圣意呢，也都在我们心灵底处的。即使你选择一样东西，你平安呢，100%，至少肯定是合乎天主圣意。假如有一些这么多不是天主圣意的话呢，你不平安的。你話係啊，應該係咁做啊，人都咁做，我點解唔可以咁做？你可以咁講，但係你過唔到你自己嘅關。天主好在好在呢一度，但弊就弊在咧，佢俾我絕對嘅自由，所以我哋可以片面咁樣睇件事，如果片面咁樣遮住自己嘅眼睛，又解釋話人人都咁做，於是我又咁做，照板轉換，你過唔到自己的關嘅。有很多曾經墮過胎的姊妹，開始的時候醫生說沒什麼，簡單而已，一陣間手術而已，媽媽都說鼓勵不要緊，不要那麼煩，墮胎吧。你猜這個墮胎行為好像人人都說沒問題，烙印一個你剝奪死亡、剝奪生命這個行動，表面上你好似系冇乜嘢發生，你過唔到你自己的關。呢個唔係我講嘅，呢度好多係墮過胎嘅過來人嗰啲女士分享嘅。我哋感恩加拿大，雖然就好似仲係好比較先進嘅，即係喺法律上啱冇咗天主啦，仍然有一批教友們咧，佢每年都去國會山莊嗰度呢個步行。抗議，所以抗議先就表示個信息，墮胎是不合法的。亦都好多時候步行完之後，有一班曾經墮過胎的婦女在那度作佢哋親身見證，話俾下一代的小朋友知，因為佢哋越嚟越濫教，越嚟越人冇咗個對生命嗰種嘅尊嚴。所以社會的敗壞不是因為其他科技，在人的心已經沒有了天主，這個人的一個開始走向下坡的地方。所以我們清晰重新耶穌所要願意見到的，我們不需要想得那麼偉大，那麼多遠的地方，每天嘗試做好天主的聖義，這個是最好的辦法。 到時到後，天自然有佢恩寵俾你行作決定，做左行左橫行行右，但你時時都要保持依一份願意天主聖意擺第一位。I just mentioned when we say the law, it's a kind of, you know, limitation. But the law of Christ is open to the Lord, open to the will of God, nothing else. It's inbuilt in us. When there's peace, most probably it's the will of God. Even little things or big things. I just mentioned many young people when they have abortion and people say there's nothing, not serious. Even a doctor say little things, but it's not true. For life, because it's shared by many women who had abortion. I'm glad that in Canada, every year in Ottawa, there is a procession against the law of abortion. And also the group of women, when they have the experience, they share how they feel. Whenever it's not the will of God, although you feel nothing happened, but there's always, it's not peace there, because it's not the will of God. So it's important you have to start little things. Still, you have to make your decision. If it's the will of God, go ahead. If not, stop. And that's the best thing you have to learn from our daily life.